Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent the hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all change. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming.
The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with some trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right. Welcome to the big picture. This is the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm Melvin Siri Jr. As you all know, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, those of you who are listening online as well. Thank you for those who may call in during the course of the show tonight. Lot going on. And if you are online and would like to call in, I would appreciate your support. The call-in number is 914-205-5538. Once again, 914-205-5538. That's the call-in. You can call in and listen as well. But if you would like to get in on the conversation, definitely press the 1 and I will see you in the queue and open up your mic. Last couple of shows I did really were geared towards, well, last show I did, I was really wanting from my brothers on last week. And I'm still going to try to do that once again on down the line. So funny, I was on a radio show last night and my comrade said the same thing that we all say, you know, and I definitely said, because a lot of people are in the mindset that, yeah, it's time to do something and it's time to quit doing the talking. And yeah, that's all true, but just like the fact was the point was made last night, you know, and I said this, we don't ever need to stop communicating. We don't ever need to stop conversing amongst each other because we haven't never even really gotten started. And we have a lot of planning, to do in order for us to get to where we're trying to go. Tonight, I want to share something, and I guess I will do it towards the end of my opening commentary before I take a break. But I wanted to give an update on a story that happened in Texas and in Collin County, actually. And the backstory, story is, if you all don't recall, if you all do recall, excuse me, about Marvin B. Scott III, and this happened, like I say, in Collin County, and the backstory, he was in a town called Allen here in Texas, North Dallas, north of Dallas. He was at a mall, and he was, I guess they smelled marijuana. Long story short, they arrested him. He had less than 2 ounces, which is a misdemeanor. Also, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia 2 years prior to that incident. And his family, I actually saw a news report not long after it happened, and his family said that he would smoke marijuana to self-medicate himself, and it actually would help him to control those bouts of schizophrenia. Now, they arrest him, and they take him to jail, and while he is in their custody, as it has happened so many other times, but while he was in their custody, they said that he became a little irate. So they pepper sprayed him, and not only that, they put a spit mask on his head as well, which is, you know, the mask, the netted mask that they put over people's heads to keep them from spitting on them. At first, when I first got wind of the case, I was, you know, not really fooled, but I said, well, they're trying to do the right thing. Because in the beginning of the investigation, there were 7 officers who were fired. They all were fired. All the ones that were there that particular night. Now, since then, one has been reinstated through civil service process, and the others have a lawyer representing them. So they're trying to get reinstated, but one of the officers has already been reinstated and is back on the job. and none of these officers. Now, the coroner did rule the death a homicide. But the grand jury here said that there was not enough for indictments. So we're seeing, you know, he's taken to jail. He is, they say he became irate. Then they said that, you know, they had to restrain him, spit mask, but he died. And now nobody will pay for his death. And not only that, one officer is already back on the job. So I'm pretty sure that the other officers involved, the other officers involved will also have their day in court and probably will get reinstated too, you know, will be allowed to police again. So this bothers me because, you know, we saw the case with Sandra Bland when she was, you know, taken into custody and then she ends up hanged in a cell. And here's another case. And then there's been several. I'm not going to sit and try to name all of them, try to remember all of them. There have been several. And when you are placed under arrest and when you are taken into their custody, it is their job to care for you. Are you seeing how much they care for us? I hope that everybody is paying attention to how much they actually care for our lives. It's like a hunt going on, you know. And needless to say, we're the prey. You know, we're preyed upon. There's no other way to put it. And we're seeing it in real time. This brother, like I say, was 26 years old. Hadn't committed any type of felonious crime. The amount of marijuana that he did have is a misdemeanor here in Texas. Well, I'm actually in Missouri, Kansas right now, but y'all know I'm from Texas. So that particular amount of weed was just a finable offense. And now we got another brother, young brother, who has lost his life for nothing. And already one of the culprits is back on the job. And the other six will, like I say, nonetheless, I'll keep up with it to see if they do get reinstated, which, and like I say, no doubt in my mind, they will, being that one already has been. And this is the reason, this is another reason why I say it is important for us to come together and remain together. Not just coming together for these circumstances, because the system knows that we're going to come together in the beginning. The system also knows that we're not going to stay together long after the situation subsides. So we're really just in a situation right now where we're spinning our wheels. We're wanting something, but we're not taking the action to get it accomplished. And I'm not saying go out there and act a fool. I'm not saying go out there and shoot anybody. But what I'm saying is we need to start. Like I was talking to some of the brothers and sisters that I know. And like I told them, what we need to start doing is sacrificing a little bit of our time, which for most of us, for me anyway, would be on a Saturday morning. So what we need to start doing is sacrificing a little bit of our time on whenever it is convenient with you and those that you know. You can have these meetings at your homes just for convenience and added privacy. But it's time for us to start having the conversations because we're the ones that's going to have to fix this. And I was involved on one of the Queen's shows last night. And like I said, we're going to have to start internally first. But we have definitely got to keep the external forces from murdering us, you know, all at the same time. So, I mean, we've got a lot, so much work to do, but I know on my 10 fingers and 10 toes, brothers and sisters that are ready to put in the work. And like I say, sometimes the work you put in may not always be boots on the ground right there. It may be something other, but stay vocal, stay vigilant, stay involved, because that's what happens. We lose our interest. We uninvolve ourselves. And I mean, it is detrimental to us. And what's happening, we refuse to work together while we refuse to unite. You know, we're being victimized. And not only externally, some of it is internally as well. And the internal issues have definitely got to be taken care of, because in order for us to have peace within our domain, can't have any internal disruption. So, like I say, it's time for those of us who are really ready for this condition that we're going through to change. We need to just do it the simple way. Do it the grassroots way. Do it in a way where we can make headway. Because right now, we have so many different organizations who are some money hungry, some who have alternate agendas, when the whole agenda should be black first. And there are a lot of organizations out here whose agenda is not black first, but are speaking for us, you know. So that's why I say it's important for us to be vocal and get involved, because we're not all the same, and we're going to see things different, and we got to learn how to agree to disagree, because sometimes what will happen is we'll be making headway, but one disagreement will happen, and everything will go down the drain, because some of the people are going to go with this person, some that way, some are just going to drop out altogether in a hole because they have saw that it didn't work, so that will discourage them altogether. And then, like I say, we'll have another divide and conquer situation created by who? Amongst us. So we've got to stop being so divisive amongst each other and stop letting every little disagreement or misunderstanding be the end. We've got to learn how to, now, true enough, some things are unforgivable, but 90% of the things that we don't forgive, forgivable acts. We, in our begrudging minds, will just hold a grudge forever and ever and ever, and instead of mending the fence, we'll dig the ditch deeper. And a lot of times, like I say, some of the best people and best ideas and best things that we can do, one being unite and stay united until the mission is complete. Because we should all, you know, as one of our, as another one of our sayings, oh, I'm on a mission. We should all be on a mission. And we should all be on a mission of safety. We should all be on a mission of love. We should all be on a mission of self-forgiveness, self-worth, self-care, self-respect. Because cases like Marvin D. Scott III are not few and far in between. They happen so fast now. It's like 2-3 a week. And if there is not 2 or 3 a week, what else are they doing? And then I think about all the cases that we hear about 1, 2, 3 years after the fact. You know, like with the case with the brother that they tried to say had a car wreck. And then when the body cam footage comes out, well, they've beaten this brother senseless, had him handcuffed, and drug him face down, belly down, by his feet after they had whooped him senseless. And then told his family that he was involved in a car wreck. So, see, that is what we're dealing with. And until we come together and stay together, they going to keep on doing this kind of shit. It's one thing that the Panthers did very well in the beginning. And even, I'll say, there's some things that even the Bloods and the Crips did very well in the beginning, and that was to defend the neighborhood. Because see, when they broke up the Panther Party, well, racists and killer cops were still coming to the black neighborhoods, you know, doing their dirt. And that is why the Bloods and the Crips formulated originally to further defend the neighborhood, because they had swooped up all the Black Panthers and jailed them and shot them, killed the ones they didn't kill, they jailed. So, you know, we have got to be defense-minded. I mean, how many times are you, and the thing is, we get defensive with one another at the drop of a dime. And we will hold that grudge with each other forever. We will not find it in our hearts. And I have watched some of our own forgive to me what I consider to be not so unforgivable. But yet and still, we give them the benefit of the doubt. We feel like they're going to change and fully accept us for who we are and what we are. And all we are human beings trying to survive. Human beings trying to experience peace. You know, when every ethnicity has their flawed element. But we can't let that dictate how we behave. We just cannot let that dictate how we behave. And I've said this numerous times. We have such a rich culture, and we have got to reestablish that culture, reestablish what we know, what we grew up with. And I know a lot of people who are my age now who were raised to be of moral and value characteristics and who are productive citizens out here right now in the world. You know, and so I'm saying that to say this. We have it. When you have it, it's your responsibility to pass that knowledge down. And right now, we need to be passing a lot of knowledge down. We need to be developing tactics. We need to be developing economic tactics, defensive tactics, so that we can survive. You know, on the show I was on last night, we were talking about where is your heart at and where are our hearts at, you know, in this whole, you know, thing called life. Where are our hearts at? You know, we have got to be more concerned with our outcome, and not so much for our sake, but for those behind us. We need each other, y'all, and I can't make it any simpler or plainer than that, you know. So I also wanted to, a case like I was talking about earlier, you know, a few minutes ago, and there was another case where a young lady, let me see, I don't want to get her name wrong, Monica Goods. And this particular situation happened back in 2020. December of 2020. And that's why I say we got to do better at staying on top of things and staying involved in these situations after the fact. Because when we start staying involved after worry about any more incidents, but we don't hold on that long. And we've got to start holding on just a little bit longer so we can change these types of conditions. Now, this particular incident really bothered me. There was a, this happened in the New York area. I got this particular story from out of the U.S. news, but there was a family traveling, you know, and this was, like I say, in December, so, you know, during the holidays, and they were, the husband, the Goods, had taken his wife and his two daughters to see their family. They were visiting family, and on their way back home, now the officer said that he was driving 95 miles or 100 miles an hour, which I highly doubt with his wife and two daughters in the car. But he said, Mr. Good said that there was a big truck in front of him that is probably what shook his SUV. Long story short, he pulls him over, and upon pulling him over, he approaches him aggressively, and I'm sure some of you can relate, because the way we are approached and others are approached, there's a small difference. But back to the story, he's in fear for his life and his wife and his daughter's lives as well. There's an irate soldier, race soldier, on the side of his car, cursing at him and asking him if he had guns or drugs in the car. Now, this man is with his wife and his two minor children. Monica was 11 years old. Young queen, gone. For nothing. This officer went, they said he went back to his car and got pepper sprayed to his SUV and got pepper spray, or pulled out his pepper spray and just pepper sprayed inside of the Goods family vehicle. So Mr. Good said when that happened, he pulled off because he was in fear for his life, his wife, and his daughter's lives. And at that particular point, I don't much blame him, because with all that's happening across the nation, you know, with these race soldiers being judge, jury, and executioner on the spot, I probably would have pulled off too. He wasn't going at a high rate of speed, he said, when he pulled off. The officer got in his SUV and began to pursue him. And not only pursue him, he rammed him, not just once. He rammed him again. And when he rammed him again, the back end of the SUV began to fishtail. Mr. Good lost control, and I believe the SUV flipped. It ejected his daughter, Monica. His other daughter, Tristina, I believe was her name. She was also injured, and luckily, she survived. By grace, she survived. Okay. So this officer is waiting, pending investigations, and you know how they prolong the consequences for acts that we would be jailed for instantly and held until our court date. Indictment is definitely on the way. But being that he is an officer of the law, and this qualified immunity is just something else that I think needs to be gotten rid of. You know, and did y'all see where your president actually increased some funding for police departments. So he's not worried about police brutality. He signed an anti-Asian hate crime bill within weeks, and they still haven't signed the George Floyd hate crime bill. Hell, for that matter, they still haven't signed the Emmett Till lynching bill. And we all know how far that goes back. So it's really time for us to prepare ourselves more mentally than physically. Physically too, but mentally we have got to get on our game, because that is where we're losing. Some of us are not thinking critically enough. And like I said before, stop looking at the flow of the surface and go ahead and look below the surface and see why the current is flowing that way. And a lot of times we don't take the time to really understand and research why some things are happening the way they're happening. Now, honestly, the way times are going now, a lot of things are happening because the universe is about to render its justice. You know, we've got to correct ourselves. If we don't correct ourselves and start doing right by one another, time will be shortened. The only thing that will give us longevity is living and doing what we know is the right thing to do. And we all know what the right thing to do is, but a lot of times we just don't practice doing the right thing. And sometimes, not sometimes, all times, that is detrimental. And see, we've got to start doing that in order for our children to even begin to understand the difference between right and wrong, the difference between having a moral compass and not, the ability to have self-value and self-respect and know your value and your worth and demand your respect. Don't ask for it. Demand it. We deserve that. Don't ever fold. And we have got to give this back. We have got to keep this ball rolling. And it's time for progress. We're not progressing. We're effectively remaining in the same place and in the same space. And it's time to change that narrative. Nobody's going to do this for us. And we've got to be willing to make that sacrifice, able to make that sacrifice. Like I said a couple of shows back, you know, yeah, who doesn't want longevity? Longevity is everyone's hope, but all at the same time, longevity is not for everyone either. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, the minute that you come from your mother's womb, you're headed towards death. From that first breath, you're headed towards your last. So do something in between that. Do something worthy. And don't ever be too proud to swallow your pride and do the right thing ever. Don't let anybody ever shame you into feeling like doing what's right is wrong. And that's a lot of what's happening in today's world. Everybody is so caught up into doing what's wrong. Nobody seems to recognize what right is anymore. You know? So we have got to correct that. We have got to fix that. And that's a sickness too. And we've got to correct that. We have got to do better. We have got to do better. So with that being said, I said I'm going to take me a quick break. But before I do, I told y'all I had something I wanted to share tonight. Y'all know I like to write, so I've been working on this piece. I'm really like, I sit down and I start writing, and I may write a few verses, and then I don't know, I go into a deep thought process. I try to tap in to, I just try to tap into to the Most High. And before I write, every time before I write, I ask him to give me the words, because I think words are powerful. And words can either build you up or break you down, and we need to start spending and sending words, encouragement, words that are about building up, because every other word that we get is about breaking us down. So I wrote this, and I called it No More Chains, Physical or Mental. Fear is the weapon used to control the mentality. I counter it with my knowledge of spirituality. Doing right or wrong is how the system challenged me, and wrong is all they managed to put in front of me. The violence among us must definitely come to a cease if we expect to experience any resemblance of peace. We're continuously on bottom in the belly of the beast. Consistent unity is what we need, to say the least. Public enemy number one, black identity extremists. COINTELPRO part two. I think we've already seen this. The first thing out of their mouth, oh, we didn't mean it. Question is, why do we still fall for it? So damn tired of saying names and sharing hashtags. Constantly bombarded with black field body bags. Intent on turning a situation from good to bad. May depend on the type of night or day they've had. Zimmerman fired the first shot to start this marathon. Senselessly, with no remorse, taking the life of Trayvon. We can't forget. Think about if he were your son, arrogantly selling and getting six figures for the gun. We behave as if we don't know what George, Botham, or Sandra, could be me or could be you. White supremacy is the enemy. We know this to be true. Death is all around us, but we act like we don't have a clue. 6:16:19, the language has been loud and very clear. Never thinking we'd ever advance this much when they kidnapped us here. Picnics after church, as we swung, they laugh and cheer while a family deals with pain, the cries we hear. It's 2021. As I look around, I don't see much of a change. Doing anything over and over without change is insane. Fearful to do the right damn thing as if we don't have a brain. The only way to make it stop is to redistribute the pain. When I say redistribute the pain, some may come for me, but the first step in that plan must start economically. Just like in Montgomery, we operated systematically. I joy their pain if we take control financially. We're witnessing lynchings again. Will we allow that forever? Black bodies would stop dropping if we would just stay together. Yet death and adversity still won't make us do better. You don't know it. You'll repeat it. I ain't said nothing clever. I mentioned unity, which is just another step to the solution. Our dissension is what's preventing the revolution. Self-inflicted, divide and conquer started by this institution, which will continuously lead us to the same conclusion. All it takes is for us to stay together collectively and exert our power combined would eliminate all that hurt. We need each other. Why not put ourselves first so we can finally gaze down while sitting on the high perch? Our blood, sweat, and tears, still we can't not earn. KRS said it years ago. You must learn. The lessons of the past can't continue to burn. Retribution for aggressions should become the pattern. As we continue to look, we witness with wide open eyes the modern day version and the agenda of black genocide. My brothers, your warrior spirit should be raging inside. So my fight will always be about equality and black pride. We can't continue to move in calamity and confusion. Divide and conquer is the tool, and we do the abusing. Insanity at its finest. What mind are you using? We need our collective ones. The end will be our conclusion. All right, Ed, I just wanted to share that with the audience. I hope y'all enjoyed that piece. Like I say, that's something that I actually started working on a couple of weeks ago and just finished it the other day. It's really, like I say, a process for me, and I have to be in a certain mindset to write. Seems like I write my best when I'm really, really deep in thought or there's really a lot going on. And this was one, like I say, that it had been on my mind, and I actually wrote the first couple of lines weeks ago. I mean, like probably 8 or so weeks ago. And I just, like I say, it's a process with me and my writing and then trying to juggle that and being in this truck doing my job. But you know, when you are really passionate about things, you find a way to do it. you make a way to do it, regardless of how time consuming it may be. And that's also why I do this, because I love my people as well, and I do all that I can do when I can do it. We've got to get that involvement going again. We have got to get excited about ourselves again. You know, we've got to, like I say, know who we are. Look at who we are. Pay attention to who we are, because thing is not what it seems. And what we've been told has been lie after lie after lie. And that's evident by the way the world is moving right now and the way the world is changing right now. And I feel like we really need to utilize this momentum, because you don't ever know when you'll get a second chance to do something big. And sometimes you have to just jump out there and take that opportunity while it presents itself, you know, because a lot of times by not doing that, what happens is the opportunity vanishes and you're never able to get that level of opportunity again. Not saying that you won't get opportunity, but that particular level of opportunity. And that's why I say I feel like right now is an opportune moment for us to really make some serious power moves and create some new normals. Some new normals for ourselves, and like I've always said, make them normal so that we can have more normal families, more normal communities, more normal children, more normal young boys, more normal young girls. And that's what we need to get back to, basics, truth and basics. And it's up to us to do that. So I'm going to take a break, and I may come back for about 30 more minutes. If you are listening online, call in numbers 914-205-5538. You can call in and listen. Or you can call in, press 1, and get involved in the conversation. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. on the Panther Party Radio Network. Y'all stay tuned. I'll be right back after this break.
We're looking on the cut fish.
Seeing if a 7-digit check clear, all in the connect's ear. Driving cars that come out next year. Block lit, all I did was come out for some fresh air. Big chain, nice watch, fresh gear. Heck yeah, killers respect killers, soft niggas respect fear. Crazy cause I love it, but I hate it that I repped there. Sad part about it is that I made it when I left there. Sorry to whoever anticipated my death there. You die, they hope, don't sleep, stay woke. The more money you get, the more it's your fault, they broke. Catch a bullet in your culo. In the hood, that's how they do though. This ain't nothing new, yo.
Ain't nothing new.
What?
This ain't nothing new. Two niggas like me, man, that's what I do. And you guys lied to if they said this ain't what I do. This ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing new. Nah, well maybe to a nigga like you. Cause around here, man, this an everyday thing. No, it ain't nothing new.
Never turn down when it's on, I'm front line. Always respect to what's real, I won't mind. mud on your name, you can't grind. Over reputation and pride, we gon' die. When the police ask for the truth, I told lies. And when I finally got in this booth, my soul cried. Once you up, you stupid, stupid, you know child. Hey, make noise, shoot for your youth, on no side. See me, I graduated these streets in 05. But still live and die by these rules, you know why?
It ain't nothing new, this ain't nothing new. Two niggas like me, man, that's what I do. And you got lied to if they said this ain't what I do. This ain't nothing new, it ain't nothing new. Nah, well maybe to a nigga like you. Cause around here, man, this an everyday thing. You know it ain't nothing new.
Nah, the bars are still lethal. You ain't at the top till the stars are underneath you. God shuffles the deck, but the cards come from the people. Speaking from a place where the odds are unequal. Yeah, in the discussion, ain't nothing new. I vocally destroy any production. Go get your crew, put my prints on a Simeon button. I'm grateful, I know the difference between plenty and nothing. I'm on the block, on the crate, sipping Henny and puffing. And even though it's all love, keep your enemies lusting. Lick a shot off and let two go. Let me off the leash, I'm like Cujo. This ain't nothing new, yo. What?
Attack the black because I know they lack exact the cold facts and still they try to Xerox. the leader of the new school, uncool. Never played the fool, just made the rule. Remember, there's a need to get alarm. Again, I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you, as you get up and dance at the LQ. With some deny it, defy it, I swing bolos. Then in it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the wax. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo, Chuck, they must be on the pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I've set, cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiending for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No, you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen. I gotta ask him.
Yo, Harry, you're a writer. Are we that tight?
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is the Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I just want to leave y'all with something. I'm going to close out. Hope I was able to say something to, I don't know, spark your mind, make you think just a little bit. I realize, you know, we all got our personal lives, our own situations going on, and we all do, you know, and I'm not exempt from that either. I just want us to be more self-conscious of one another. I want us to really start to understand. Like I said, I'm going to keep saying this because that's how you get sucked in by just the subliminal message, repetition. And so I've been saying this for the last few months now, you know, that we need each other, and it's going to take us to fix this. Like I say, I got such a passion for my people, and I've got such a displeasure for our suffering, our unnecessary suffering. And we can change the condition. We can easily change the condition. And we are not, you know, and it's troublesome that with all this going on, we are not concerned. We're not valuing ourselves in this process. We are losing this war. We're losing this battle. And that's what it is. I mean, and I'm really just every day that I'm allowed to say grand rising, good morning. I'm starting to realize and recognize the preciousness, if that's a word, of time, and time that we're really not promised. And then It's like I'm just so ready for us to pick up the pieces and put this puzzle together for our benefit. I'm ready for us to turn on the damn oven and put our pie in the oven so we don't have to take. They give us. We can cut it and divide it how we need it cut and divided. And, you know, I always say this. This is just my go-to example because boycotting works. And like I was saying earlier, we need to start bringing our bodies and our minds and our spirits together. Once, twice, three times a month, we need to start making sacrifices for our progress. Progress doesn't happen without a sacrifice. Never has, it never will. In order for you to make and I'm just going to use this as an example. I'm not saying strive to be an athlete. Strive to get it in your mind and in your brain so you don't have to be nobody's entertainment. But in order for you to make it to the league, whatever, NFL, NBA, MLB, doesn't matter, professional, you're going to have to do some mighty sacrificing, some mighty sacrifices. And when your friends getting ready to go out and party and do all that, going to be a lot of times when you're going to have to make that mighty sacrifice to obtain the end goal. And that's really what it's all about, just making small sacrifices. Doesn't have to be anything major. We always think that we got to do it big. Everything doesn't always have to be big. Sometimes smaller is better. Move smaller. You don't always have to move big. But make sure that you're moving. That's the main thing to focus on, is make sure that you're in constant motion and that your movement of forward progress never stops. You know, now you may hit a stumbling block, but don't let that make you stumble backwards. So I'm going to close out with that. I appreciate you all listening online. I may be back next Monday. I just love my people, and I'm just trying to do my part here and anywhere else that I can get in and fit in. And that's really what it's all about, just getting in and fitting in, because what that little that you think doesn't matter may be that little bit that's needed. And as much as we need, every little bit counts. And like I always say in closing, y'all, let's plan, let's organize, let's unify, because we all have a key. I love y'all. Hope you all have a prosperous week. And like I say, take every week from this day on and start rebuilding your family. Start forgiving, just like you want to be forgiven. Those who cannot give it don't deserve it. I'm out. Love y'all. Peace, power, and love.
Survive.
I'm so glad.
As it relates to across America. Vibes, and now get on.
Dead real. Yo, why is Jada kissing hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed?
grind and keep the artists in debt. And why them dudes ain't riding if they party your set. And why they never get it popping but they party to death. Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder. Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime. And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why it's the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhyme? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying?